Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. We're here live on the air to address your question or discuss your real-life issue. If there's something you'd like to talk about, this is your invitation to call 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open. Call now. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, resurrection, that's what we're talking about this month. And when we talk about resurrection, what we're talking about is life. You and I were dead in sin. We needed life. Jesus Christ came that we might have life. How does he impart that life to us? Through resurrection. Just as he was raised from the dead physically, by his Spirit, he raises us to life spiritually. That's just the gospel message. It is so much more than forgiveness of sins. Yes, we were sinners, and yes, we needed forgiveness. But our most, deepest problem we have was the fact that we're dead, and we needed life. Ran across this quote over the weekend. It says, Jesus came to raise the dead. The only qualification for the gift of the gospel is to be dead. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be good. You don't have to be wise. You don't have to be wonderful. You just have to be dead. That's it. Yeah. And all of us qualified. Yeah. I met the qualification. I know you guys met the qualification. Yeah. We were dead spiritually. We needed life. Yeah. At a point in time, we encountered the gospel, and we were made alive with Christ. I love how John put it in his gospel in chapter 5.
Yeah.
A great passage there.
Yeah, very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life.
That's what happens when you're saved.
Exactly what happens.
You go from death to life. Now, in my case, when I first encountered Jesus and came to that point where I knew I needed him and I actually prayed to receive him into my life, I was born again. I went from death to life. I just didn't know it. And so I had all sorts of misconceptions about the Christian life. It was up to me to be God's guy. And so I invested every ounce of human effort into reaching that goal. And I never could get even close. It seems like for every step I took forward, I moved two back. And pretty soon, the only direction I was going was backwards. And I got to a point and said, something has to give. Well, what gave was truth. I came to understand the truth of the gospel, that when I had received Jesus some 8 years before this time, Jesus had made me alive, and that he had given me his life and his resurrection power. I said, well, why in the world hadn't I been tapping into that? Why hadn't I been abiding in the life of Christ to enable him to live that life through me? Mm-hmm. And everything clicked at that moment. That's what this resurrection story is all about. We who were dead in sin can be made alive in Christ. The only qualification for the gospel is this. You need to be dead.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get to that point? Well, you're already there.
Born that way.
You just need to come to a point and realize it. And God has a lot of things in place to help bring you to that point to see what's really wrong inside so that you can turn to him and receive what he came to give, life.
Yes, indeed. What a gift that is.
Yes, and
well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call across the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, and it's the reason that we're on the air live so that you can be a part of the broadcast. And so give us a call, 1-800-677-9377, if there's something you'd like to discuss or perhaps a Bible question you'd like to pose.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. We're going to go to Ocean Spring, Mississippi, and talk with our good friend Boyce. Hi, Boyce.
How you doing, big man?
We're doing great. How about you?
God blessed every day.
That's the only way to be, isn't it?
That's it. Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. The Bible says that God gives you gifts of some people to be apostles, some people to do healing, some people to sow seeds and all. Well, this morning I was listening to a tape, and the gentleman on the tape said that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that you should be able to do all these things. And I go by the Bible saying the Lord gives you these things to certain people as a gift.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Boyce. Yep. You know, we're not gifted with all the spiritual gifts individually. The body of Christ is gifted with all the spiritual gifts. We're simply a member of the body, and we use our gifts to serve the body so that the body can be strengthened to carry out its mission in the world at large. That's the purpose of spiritual gifts.
Well, see, that's what he's saying, that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that, yes, it is God that actually does these things, but it don't matter who you are, that you, anybody that's filled with the Holy Spirit can heal people, can prophesy, can do it all.
Well, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches, Boyce, and I agree 100% with you. He gives gifts as he determines, and those gifts are to be used for the service of the body. There's not a single encouragement in the Word of God for us to pray for specific gifts other than to pray for those greater ones, as he concludes chapter 12. But those gifts that are going to be utilized to serve the body, to build up the body. So no, not everybody has the gift of teaching. Not everybody has the gift of prophecy. Not everybody has the gift of healing. If that were the case, you know, what would happen to the body? You know, we're not all noses, we're not all arms, we're not all legs. We have different roles within the body, and part of those roles are clarified through the gifts of the Spirit. And so, Boyce, he's going to give you a spiritual gift that's going to be more than likely different from the gift I've received. But if we work in harmony one with another, then our gifts will serve the body, the greater good of the body, so the body will be equipped to carry out its mission in the world.
Well, see, that's where I'm at. I believe that with me and my ministry, that my gift is to sow the seed, then to get them to the church. And then it's my pastor's gift to water it. And then it's the good Lord is going to harvest it.
Yeah, whatever happens, the Lord's going to make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So Boyce, you just keep going out there and planting the seed. If that's what God is moving in your heart to do, man, jump in both feet and plant as much seed as you possibly can, and leave the results of that in the Lord's hands.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I did a message yesterday. Yes. We've been working through the book of 1 Corinthians, and yesterday was our time to go through 1 Corinthians 12. It's on our website, so I encourage you to go and listen to it at basicgospel.net, or it will be up there shortly. So,
I sure will, big man.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Boyce. Always love hearing from you.
Thanks, Boyce.
All right. God bless you guys.
Bye-bye. You too.
Plenty of open lines. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377. Call quickly.
Let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana, and talk with Bob, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, my friend. How are you?
Okay. Yes, I have a question. about after the resurrection, would children with birth defects go into the kingdom whole, or what do you think about that?
Well, as far as our resurrection bodies are concerned, they're going to be perfect. There's going to be no sin. Sin is going to be gone forever, and so it can't have any effect on these resurrection bodies.
I see.
So there will be no deformities. There will be no blemishes, so to speak. These bodies are going to be spiritual bodies. They're just going to be perfect in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Well, I understand the spirituality, but aren't we supposed to come back in physical form at the last trump?
Yeah, there's going to be a physical resurrection. Just as
yes.
Jesus' body was raised physically,
yes.
We're going to get new bodies as well. And those new bodies are going to be perfect. They're not going to be perishable or mortal or those sort of things. It's as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, the imperishable or the perishable is going to put on the imperishable. The mortal will put on immortality, and it will be perfect in every way.
Okay.
It's good news, isn't it? That's the hope that we have in the gospel.
Yes, a blessed hope, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, I sure appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
Okay, God bless you all.
Hey, you as well. Thanks for your call today.
And, of course, the resurrection is power for daily living, and we have a wonderful CD series that Bob Christopher has produced, and we want you to have a copy of it. It's yours for a gift of any amount to the ministry this month during Resurrection Month. The Resurrection, Power for Daily Living by Bob Christopher. Give us a call at 1-800-727-2828 to make your gift and request your copy, or you can go online to request yours at basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right there on the homepage for The Resurrection, Power for Daily Living.
Yes, indeed, and sometimes we don't connect the dots as far as the gospel message is concerned. We look at it as a message to be believed. It's a series of facts that we adhere to, but the gospel message is a message to be lived. It's a message of life. It's a message of resurrection, and just as Jesus was raised to life, so you too can be raised to life. That's what he does. That's what the Spirit does. He raises you to walk in the newness of life. And that newness of life that you can experience here and now is in anticipation of what's going to happen to us at the resurrection of the body. It's all this one continuum that is going to find its fulfillment and climax and crescendo and all of those sort of things when these bodies are raised and this salvation is 100% complete.
Are you saying that we don't have to be smart or good or wise or wonderful or any
That's
of that?
All we had to do was be dead so that this resurrection story could become ours.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Resurrection, the Power for Daily Living by Bob Christopher, yours, as I said, for a gift of any amount this month. And we'd like for you to go online to basicgospel.net or give our operator a call at 1-800-727-2828.
You know, guys, one of the, I guess, most shocking realizations that I came to was this. Christianity is not a self-improvement program.
Amen.
I fully believe that that's what it was. And the reason I needed Jesus was so that he could help me become a better person. It was constantly moving forward, climbing the ladder, going in an upward direction, becoming better and better and better each and every day. Well, I came to the realization that, I was doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing, but I wasn't becoming better. I was getting worse, it seemed like. And so I had to come to the point and say, I think I've got this thing all wrong. And, bells went off and lightning struck, and you're right. he's come to the $64,000 answer. He's wrong. And it's not self-improvement. It's resurrection. It's the old dying so that the new can come to life.
Right.
That's the resurrection story. That's what this gospel is all about. And so when we realize that we've died in Christ, we've been buried in Christ, we've been raised in Christ, all of the pieces of the gospel start to fall into place, and we figure out what this life is supposed to look like moving forward. It's not a life of striving. It's not a life of struggle. It's not a life of human effort. It's none of those things. It's not a life of rules and regulations and principles and rituals. It's not a life of human wisdom. It's supernatural from start to finish. It's grace in the beginning. It's grace in the middle. It's going to be grace at the end. What is grace? It's God's supernatural power to give us life and then to enable us and empower us to live as children of God. How do we do that? By faith in the resurrected one. That's what this series is all about. Yeah. Resurrection, power for living.
Yeah. Yours for a gift of any amount this month to Basic Gospel. Again, 1-800-727-2828. That's the number to call to speak with our operator. Or you can click the link online at basicgospel.net. Either way is a good way, and we appreciate so much those of you who joined with us to support this ministry called Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Indianapolis again and talk with William, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, William.
Hello. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How about you today, man?
Well, I'm not in Indianapolis. I'm about 35 miles south, but it is WBRI I'm listening to, so it gets out pretty good. I'm out here in the weeds. Anyway, I was thinking about, I read this little book about the body, soul, and spirit, and the guy says, when you're saved, when you're born again, it's your spirit that's brand new, that you're born again in your spirit. That's why you can interpret the First John books. When it says, he that is born of God doeth not sin, doeth not commit sin, cannot sin, and all that kind of stuff. He says it's your spirit that's born again, and then it trickles down into your soul, which trickles down into your body and causes you to be live for God because you want to. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think that's exactly right.
I thought it was right too.
We teach and is in all of our materials, that this birth, this new birth, is spiritual, where our bodies aren't born again at that particular point, and certainly, you know, our minds and our emotions and our will can still think and feel and choose to do all the stuff that it used to. But in our spirits, we've been made new. We're new creatures in Christ. And as we allow that truth that is now inhabited, these spirits of ours, to start trickling out, we're going to start seeing change in our minds and the way we think. Paul calls that the renewing of the mind. We're going to see our emotions follow suit. We're going to see our choosing, the things that we choose, is going to line up with that truth that's been planted in these spirits of ours. And as we make those choices, we're going to see actions start to change as well. But it's a in to out process. The spirit.
So when God looks at me, he sees me perfect in my spirit. Is that right?
He sees
you. I'm perfect. Because he lives in my spirit. And my new spirit that was created in me when I got born again.
Yep, there's a union there. Y'all are connected. You are connected to the Lord in your spirit. And that connection, that union, is to impact every other area of life. I mean, William, you're a whole person, body, soul, and spirit. And he just looks at you as a child of God. He's declared you to be that way. And the fact that his spirit lives inside of you is confirmation of that truth. You have that inward testimony that you belong to God. And that truth starts to work itself out in our day-to-day living.
Yeah, when I read that, I thought, well, how wonderful this is. But then I was reading in Corinthians somewhere where it said, he that defiles the body, or defiles the spirit. And I thought, how can you do that if you're born again? You know what I'm saying? He did defile, I don't know what it said. He did defile the body.
Well, he's talking about I think you're referring to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Don't you know that yourselves are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. He's not talking about individuals right there. I think he's talking about the body corporately. And,
oh, I see.
Yeah, so we together, you and I, William, standing together along with Bob Davis and Richard and Michelle and Stephen and Greg and all born-again Christians everywhere, we've been joined together as living stones, and we're being put together as this temple, this dwelling place of God Almighty. Now, he lives in us individually, but I think in this particular passage he's talking specifically about the body of Christ at large.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, William.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure appreciate how God is working in your life. That's wonderful. Let's go to Dorothy listening to us on WMYT. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi there. I listen to you quite frequently, and I enjoy it very much. Very good. I have a question about the lottery. Where is the scripture, and what do they use to say it's wrong? I don't know. I want to do what is right.
Well, Dorothy, there's not a particular scripture that prohibits playing lottery. But I think when you kind of look at the way a lottery is set up, you start to realize that, whoa, I don't know that this is the best use of my funds. One, you're hoping to get rich quick. And God certainly warns about those getting rich quick schemes that are out there. Those are some of the things that trap us. 1 Timothy chapter 6 talks about those who desire to get rich in this world. And one of the ways that people would try to get rich is through playing the lottery. The second thing, you're just basically taking money out of other people's pockets. That's all a lottery is, isn't it? And
I guess so. I know Proverbs has a lot to say about money.
It has a whole lot. I mean, the Bible, as a whole, speaks of money quite frequently. Some folks have said there are over 2,300 verses in the Bible that speak of money. We know specifically 800 that either use the word money or riches in it. And God says, or Jesus said, where your treasure is, there is where your heart will be. I've kind of come to the conclusion that playing the lottery just isn't something that I want to be involved in. I just don't think it's what the Lord would be leading me to do. And I think that's the question. Would the Spirit of God be leading you to invest your money in lottery tickets?
Right.
And I think that's the answer. Is this something the Spirit of God would lead you to do?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot in the church that does, and there's a lot that don't. And I was just wondering if you had any take on it.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to go to hell if you play the lottery.
Right.
But you're more than likely going to be $5 poorer than, before you did.
More than likely,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it.
All right, Dorothy.
Thanks so much, and thanks for your program.
You're welcome, Dorothy. Thanks for your call.
Thanks to everybody who called to be a part of this one and the earlier broadcast. We appreciate the fact that you have participated, and that's why we're on the air every day, to address your questions and lead you into the Word of God for the answer and or the solution to your particular situation in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we mentioned a little while ago, Bob Christopher's TD series, The Resurrection, Power for Daily Living, is available during Resurrection Month, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Simply click on the link on the homepage at basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net, or call 1-800-727-2828 to speak with our operator. Again, that number, 1-800-728-2828, for The Resurrection, Power for Daily Living, yours for a gift of any amount. Also, don't forget, we've got a great conference coming up June 19th through the 21st. It's called Stand 2014, and you can find information on it at stand2014.com. That's stand2014.com. We hope you'll participate. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.